Well, the alliance with the United States is the bedrock of Australia's defence strategy, but one of the country's leading analysts is calling for a complete rethink. Professor Hugh White says Australia can no longer rely on the US in the face of an ascendant China. The Emeritus Professor of Strategic Studies at the Australian National University says that as a consequence, Australia must dramatically increase defence spending and consider the option of becoming a nuclear power. Barbara Miller reports.
China is rising, and Hugh White says it's time for a reality check.
The hope that both sides of Australian politics have entertained for so long, that America will somehow still remain the dominant power in Asia, even when China's economy is, as our own Treasury estimates, nearly twice as big as America's just within a decade or so, it's just unrealistic.
The defence analyst says this new world order means Australia can no longer assume that the US has its back. In a new book, How to Defend Australia, he's calling for defence spending to be increased from a projected 2% of GDP to 3.5%, for a programme to acquire 12 French-designed submarines to be scrapped in favour of double that number of more affordable vessels, for the number of Joint Strike Fighter aircraft in the pipeline to be trebled, and most provocatively, for Australia to reconsider its non-nuclear status. Hugh White spoke earlier to the World Today programme.
I think we have to recognise that the circumstances under which Australia took a decision 50 years ago not to acquire nuclear weapons are changing, because ever since then we have been very confident that we could depend on the United States to deter any threat of nuclear attack against Australia. We therefore have to recognise that if we continue to rely on the United States, our risk of facing a nuclear threat, of being unable to respond to nuclear blackmail, is very high.
That proposal has, of course, drawn fire from the Greens party leader Richard Di Natale.
What a disappointing contribution from Hugh White. Wrong way, go back. Nuclear weapons make the world less safe.
Labor is also not about to push the button on a nuclear weapons debate.
Well, definitely say no to nuclear weapons.
That's Shadow Defence Minister Richard Marles.
The starting point here is that we are a party to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and the architecture of that is that non-nuclear states, of which we are one obviously, don't seek to acquire nuclear weapons.
And Treasurer Josh Frydenberg told AM the government is already spending big on defence.
Well, we certainly can rely on America as a fundamental ally. But at the same time, we're investing even more in our defence forces, bringing it back to 2% of GDP compared to the 1.56% that was under Labor.
Fellow analysts are keenly digesting Hugh White's new book.
It's a very good read, beguiling read, but I think you've got to pay close attention to the assumptions and the gaps in it.
Michael Shoebridge is the Director of Defence Strategy and National Security at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. He takes exception to the central argument of the work.
He says that China will dominate in East Asia, but they don't have any hegemonic ambitions to be powerful in broader Asia. And because China is in East Asia, it'll be more determined about that than America will be to contest that. Well, I think China does have ambitions to exert power beyond its local neighbourhood, East Asia, and American interests are much more deeply engaged in Asia than Hugh judges. So America won't be leaving Asia anytime soon, and Australia will continue to benefit from America's presence and power in Asia, which means we wouldn't need to fight China alone.
What about this provocative comment by Hugh White that we should reassess the question of whether we should be a nuclear power or not?
I think that if Hugh was right about America taking its ball and going home, we might have to contemplate how we protected ourselves in the absence of American power. But I think he's wrong about that.
Michael Shoebridge from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. Barbara Miller, our reporter.